Story 4. Hikoichi and Tengu Straw Raincoat. English Summary. A long time ago, in a certain place, there lived a man named Hikoichi. In a mountain next to Hikoichi's village, there lived a Tengu who owned a concealing straw raincoat that could make one's appearance disappear. Hikoichi badly wanted Tengu's concealing raincoat. Then he had a thought. He took a single bamboo pipe and entered the mountain. Looking through the pipe, he began to make a loud commotion with a big voice. "Oh, wow! That I can see such things! I can see inside the castle! Oh, what a feast! It's the Lord's feast!" Because he was making a loud noise and saying such things, Tengu finally came around and asked Hikoichi,
"Just what is that thing?"
Hikoichi, sensing he had it made, answered with the following, "This is a telescope. Faraway things appear near." Tengu wanted to take a peek, so he said,
"Let me borrow it a minute."
"Oh, no. That wouldn't be good. It's a treasure, you know." "But if you would be willing to trade your concealing straw raincoat for it, I'll think about it." Tengu, really wanting to take a peek through the bamboo pipe, traded his precious concealing raincoat. But upon looking through the bamboo pipe, he saw nothing. It was just a plain bamboo pipe. One wouldn't expect to see anything. Tengu, having realized he was tricked, said,
"Tricky Hikoichi,"
and searched for Hikoichi. But he couldn't see him anywhere. Hikoichi had put on Tengu's concealing straw raincoat and had disappeared. Tengu couldn't see him at all. Hikoichi, invisible, went down the mountain and, entering his home, he greeted his wife.
"Yikes! There's no one here, but someone said my name."
The wife was surprised and fell in a chair, unable to stand for the surprise. Having succeeded in his prank, Hikoichi went to a bar and began to drink sake. Since he couldn't be seen, no one asked for his money. Feeling great, Hikoichi went home and fell fast asleep. Then his wife began to clean the house. Upon doing so, she discovered a very dirty straw raincoat in a chest of drawers. The wife, not knowing it was Tengu's concealing straw raincoat, said,
"This is so dirty! Yuck! I'll burn it!"
Saying that, she burned it with the rest of the trash. Hikoichi, after waking up, found out his wife had burned it and was terribly sad. But seeing the remaining ashes in the furnace, he said, "Perhaps it will still work." He took the ashes and smeared it all over his body. And then, what do you think? The area he had smeared with ashes suddenly disappeared. With great joy, Hikoichi stripped his clothes off and smeared the ashes all over his body. He went again to the bar and began to drink sake. However, the sake washed away the ashes from around his mouth. Wouldn't that mean only his mouth would be visible and appear to float in midair? The maid pouring the sake saw the lips and began to scream, "It's a ghost with only a mouth!" The whole shop was in disarray. Hikoichi was chased by the shop owner all around. With great haste, Hikoichi escaped outside. While escaping with all his effort, Hikoichi fell into a river. The water washed away the ashes. Before everyone's eyes, there appeared a stark naked Hikoichi.
"Hey, there's a naked Hikoichi in the river!"
Everyone burst out in laughter. The end.